The more one speaks about, tells over about Yitzias Mitzrayim, his Meshumach is praised. So we all know that by the Seder, there's a mitzvah of Vigarat Ravincha, of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Throughout the whole year, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras. A person has to remember the Vilenar Mitzrayim. Obviously, Pesach night, the mitzvah is different than the mitzvah of a whole year round. From Chaim Briska, there's three or four chilukim that he brings down between the regular zechira that we have a whole year round and the saper, be it Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we have the night of the Seder. Zechira, it's enough if he says it to himself. The person says Shema at night, he's Yetzi, he remembers about Mitzrayim. By Sipur, the mitzvah is to tell it over to others. And a person should tell over about leaving Mitzrayim to others, like it says, V'yigadat al-Ravincha. Second of all, on a regular day, all a person has to do is mention that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He doesn't have to discuss the whole chain of events. The night of Pesach is a mitzvah to discuss the entire chain of events. How we went down to Mitzrayim, whatever happened to us in Mitzrayim, and how we finally were zeichet to go out of Mitzrayim. Zechira is just mentioning we left Mitzrayim. On the night of Pesach, Sipur, we have to say over the reason for all of the mitzvahs that we do that night. Like Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol shloyama shloish dvarim halalu, lo yatzi yedei chavasai. Whoever doesn't say and explain the reason for Pesach matzah morah is not yaitzi chiyuv. You have to say over the reason for the mitzvahs. And the fourth chiluk, which is very important, is that zechira is only about the past. Hashem, once upon a time, many, many years ago, thousands took us out of Mitzrayim. Sipur is Kiguhu Atzma, as if he himself was Yotz, as if he himself had a Mitzrayim, as if right now a person feels that he himself left Mitzrayim. So the mitzvah of Sipur involves all of these details, which is special for the night of Pesach. The question is asked, the Cholamabe L'Saper, B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Reza Meshuvach, which really means there's no limit. A person, no matter how much he talks, Meshuvach, he speaks about it longer, Meshuvach. If that's the case, we know there's a Mishnah of Peah. We had the second part of the Mishnah in the Gemara today. But the Mishnah of Peah starts off, Eil Dvarim, Shein Lahem Shir. HaPeah, HaBikurim, V'arayim, Mishchasan, Mishamataira. Why doesn't it mention Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim? There's no Shir. HaReza Meshuvach. As much as you want, there's no limit. There's no limit. Why doesn't the Mishnah of Peah mention Eil Dvarim, Shein Lahem Shir, Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim? So I saw the kasha, I smiled, but the Mishnah Rishon, the letter of Mepharshim on Mishnayis, is the kasha. And he used the following teretz. He says, because Eil Dvarim Shein Lahem Shir are those items that have no share, neither minimum midiraisa nor maximum midiraisa. There's no share, period. Peah, midiraisa could give this much or this much. There's no share on either extreme. Talmud Torah, corn a little, a lot. There's no share on either extreme. By the mitzvah of Sipur, Yitzias Mitzrayim, by the night of the Seder, it is a minimum. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Kol Shulayam HaShuloi Shedvarim Halalu, Lo Yotzi Yidei Chavasai. The barest minimum a person has to speak out by the Seder is Pesach Matzah Mor, and explain, Pesach, because Hashem skipped over our father's houses in Mitzrayim, Morah Shevayim Morah Eschayayim, and Matzah, because of the Ugois Matzahs, a person at the barest minimum has to say it. Since there is a minimum share, therefore, it does not belong in that Mishnah, because that Mishnah only lists off items that have no minimum share nor maximum share. Baruch HaMakoyim Baruchu, Baruch Shinasan Taira. Blessed is Hashem who gave us the Taira. It seems a little bit out of place. We're speaking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Avodah Mayinu, and suddenly Maisa, Nebeloz Ben Azayin, and so on, and Baruch HaMakoyim Baruchu, Baruch Shinasan Taira. So I just saw what there, the Arachai Makadosh brings down the first pasuk in the Tzaveh, the Shemais Chav Zayin pasuk Chav. It's the first pasuk in the Tzaveh. It's a long Arachayim Kodosh, and he brings down in the middle that each Golos and each Geula was Mischus a Tzaddik. The Geula comes about because of a Tzaddik, and he says the Geula of the last Golos, the Golos right now, will come about because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu will take us out of this Golos. The Arachayim Kodosh writes very powerful that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who brought down the Torah to us. And Mischus the Torah, the Geula will come. And his Roshan is that Moshe Rabbeinu ain loy esek in batronim. Moshe Rabbeinu has no business, doesn't have any business with those batronim. So in order to be Zeicher to the Gula, we have to be Roy for Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to learn the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down. Baruch HaMoko and Baruch Shinas on Torah. At this point in the Seder, we mention the Torah, Hashem gives the Torah as a reminder that for the Gula HaSidah to take place, we have to go ahead and show that we're on the right for it, on the level of it, by learning Torah.
Which part line were we talking about? Sorry.
Baruch HaMakoy. Baruch
Shinasim
Torah. Baruch HaMakodesh, in Pashas Tetzaba, the first Pasuk. He brings down that each Gula from the Golas comes up because of one Tzaddik. He goes through the four Golas, and he says the last Gula is Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is Sus HaTorah, and Engloi Esek in Batlon. And therefore, he says we have to learn Torah will be what takes us out of this goals. Arba bonim kineged arba bonim dibur Torah. Torah speaks kineged four sons: echad chacham, veechad rosho, veechad tam, veechad she'eni yedei rosho. And everybody is the kasha that the opposite of a rosho is today's gemara: tzaddik and a rosho, not a chacham. A chacham and a shaita are a good pair. A rosho and a tzaddik are a good pair. What's echad chacham veechad rosho? She said, Echad Tzaddik, V'Echad Rasha. Chochman and Rasha don't match. So the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal said over, in order to be a Tzaddik, a person has to be a Chochman. A person has to be a Chochman. The Gemara says in Brachas, Staf Yud Zayin, L'Oilom Yehei Odom Orem Bir. A person has to be sly, smart when it comes to Yir HaShemayim. Because many times the Yitzhara comes and tries to entice us, and a person has to be a Chochman to outsmart the Yitzhara. So to be a tzaddik, it's not enough just to be righteous. A person has to be a chacham to be able to overcome the rishis of the Yetzirah. Satmar Rebbe also explained very nicely, what's the lashon? Echad chacham, echad rasha, v'echad tam, v'echad sheidei rasha. Logically, what it should have said was, echad chacham, v'hasheni rasha, v'hashlishi tam, v'harvi sheidei rasha. Kineged arba bonim, kineged four sons, dibur Torah. To say, number one is a chacham, number two is a rasha, number three is a tam, and four is any day of rasha. What's echad, echad, echad? And the Satmar Rebbe says, beautiful. He says, because the Baal HaGadol is hinting to us that within every one of us, we have all four bottom. Each person within himself has all four. Echad chacham, the same person can be a chacham, the same person at times can be a rasha, the same person at times can be a tam, the same person at times can be any day of rasha. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is a full Rasha. Everybody has within them Echad, a little bit of a Chacham, a little bit of a Rasha, a little bit of a Tam, a little bit of a Shein Yedei Yishol. A person has to be aware of it and has to know in order to be on his guard, to watch out. But Echad Chacham, there are four Bonim, and the Torah is speaking to each one of us, because within every single person, there are, sometimes he's a Chacham, sometimes a Rasha, a Tam, a Shein Yedei Yishol. The Velt, everybody has the Kasha, what's the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha? The Rasha says, Moha Avoida Hazois Lachem. What is this Avoida for you? And we jump on him, Lachem V'loi Loi. He says, for you and not for him. He excludes himself, Ufisha Haitis Atzmoy Menachlau, Kofa Be'ikr, Daf Ata Hakeis Shinov. We jump on the Rasha because he says, Lachem. What is the Avoida for you? He excludes himself. And everybody asks the Kasha, didn't the Chacham say the same? What does the Chacham say? Moha Eidois? That Hashem commanded you. And the Chacham, we answer him, all the halachas until the Afikaimin. We don't criticize the Chacham for saying Eschem, for saying you. When the Rosh says Lachem you, we criticize him right away, Lachem v'loiloi. Many answers are given. One of the famous answers is that the Chacham said Hashem Elokeinu. He included himself. He said Elokeinu, our God, our Hashem, he included himself. Since he included himself, the Eschem is not excluding himself. The Rosh, on the other hand, Moha Avod Ezois Lachem, he's excluding himself. But the Abarbanel says a very nice insight. Look at the beginning of the Pasuk. By the Chacham, what does it say? When your son will ask you later on, saying, Moha Eidois V'achukim V'mishpotim, Ashetziva Hashem Okein L'Eschem. What's the first words of the Pasuk? V'hoyo ki yisholcha. When he asks. If you look in Pashas Boy by the Rasha, V'hoyo ki yaimru, when the Rasha says, Moha avoida zois lachem, what is the avoida? The chilk is the way they ask the question. The Chacham asks, V'hoyo ki yisholcha. He asks as a question. He's asking, he wants an answer. The Rosh and the other thing is not asking because he wants an answer. The Rosh is saying it, Moha avoida zayis lachem, v'hoya ki yomru. Not that he's asking, he's saying it, he's making a statement. What is avoida for you? Oh, the Rosh is saying it. He's excluding himself from the klal. He's a kaifer. The Sfarim bring down that Lefisha Haitzis Atma min HaKlal. The Rosh took himself out of the Klal. The word Rochatz, to cleanse, to wash, is spelled Resh Ches Tzadik. Gematria is 298. Resh is 200, Ches and Tzadik is 98, 298. The word Sibur, Tzadik Beis Vav Resh, is also 298. The way a person can cleanse himself from being a Rosha is by being part of a Tzibur. A person is part of the Klal, part of the Tzibur, Rochatz. He's cleansed from being a Rosh. He's part of the Tzibur. Vayakel Moshe is called as Bnei Yisrael. Moshe gathered all Bnei Yisrael. Vayakel. Vav Yud Kuf Hei Lamed. The Gematria is 151. Same Gematria as Mikvah. Mem Kuf Vav Hei is 151. Vayakel. Moshe gathered everybody together. When Klal Yisrael comes together, when a Tzibur comes together, just like a Mikvah is Matar the Temeim, being part of a Tzibur is Matar a person. What keeps a person on a higher level? He knows he's part of a tzibur. The Rosh is hoitzi is atzmai min haklal. The Rosh took himself out of the klal. He takes himself out of the klal, he remains a Rosh. A person who's part of the klal, part of the tzibur, has that benefit, that cleansing of being part of the tzibur. The Rosh Sameach said, a shalma yochid, shalom that a yochid brings, is kochim kalam. But shalma tzibur, the shalom of a tzibur is kochim, is kochim kochim. Because when you have a tzibur, it elevates the kedusha. A person brings a shlomim privately, it's a lower level of kedusha. The tzibur becomes kachin kachin, because a person can achieve a tremendous level of kedusha by being part of the tzibur. And that's the taina on the rosha. He was hoitzis atzmai min haklal. Yachol meirash chaydish. I would have thought that one already starts the mitzvah of Pesach of a chaydish. Tamad loyma bayayimahu. I would have thought mevo ejoim. Lying in front of you. I said the story over last year, but it's a nice story. Many of the tzaddikim had a minig that they used to walk around before they started their own seder to pass by the poshut, the people, the simple people, and listen as they walked by how they were conducting the seder. And when they heard something that they liked, they were Muhammad Schus. They would take the words that they heard, the portion of words that they heard, and they would take it and be Muhammad Schus, use it as a schus for Klal Yisrael. They say over the story that Belzer Rebbe was once walking, and he passed by a simple Yid's house, and he heard him say, "B'shah sheish matzo moro mechutanim lefanecha." Instead of munachim lefanecha, he said mechutanim lefanecha. Okay. So the people that looked at Belzer Rebbe started to laugh. Can't when an amaret, you can't read straight mechutanim lefanecha. So the Belzer Rebbe looked at them and he said, "You don't understand what he just said. He said a very deep shot, a very deep kavan in those words. And I'll tell you what it means." And he said over the following story. There was once a wealthy man who was looking for a shidduch for his daughter. He wanted the best bacha. So he went to this yeshiva, went to that yeshiva. He looked here, he looked there for a bacha. And finally he comes into one yeshiva. And he speaks to the Rashi. Rashi says, "I have exactly the boy for you, exactly what you want." And he points out a certain bacher. And the usher walks over to see who the bacher is. And he sees he's dressed in torn clothing, doesn't have a penny to his name. And the Rashi says to the big gevir, "This bacher is a mitzuyan, but comes from a poor family. He doesn't have any money at all. And that's why he's wearing torn clothing. But if you speak to him, you'll see how intelligent he is. What a fine person he is, I'm sure he'll be a good shidduch." So the Yashir goes over and starts speaking to the Bacha, and he's very impressed. After a few minutes, he decides he has to have him for a son-in-law. Torn clothing is no problem. He'll take care of it. He'll take care of all the needs that he has. He has to have this Bacha for a son-in-law. The Yashir gets so nervous that somebody else might chop away this Bacha, take away this Bacha, he decides they'll make the Tanoim right then and there. Calls over to Rosh Hashiva, calls over. They write up a shatnoyim. You have to have a suda. You need a suda. The bacher doesn't have. All the bacher has is a little piece of dry bread. Fine, we'll use the dry bread for the suda, and we'll seal the deal right now. And the bacher takes out the little dry bread that he has, and they eat the bread, and they agree to the shidduch. Bekitza, the gevir, the usher, afterwards goes home, so on, and then he sends money for the bachar. He buys the bachar nice clothing, and he buys him whatever he needs for the chasana, but the gevir does something very strange. Before he gives the bachar the new suit of clothing, he takes an old piece from the bachar's torn clothing, and he puts it into the pocket. He takes an old piece from the old torn clothing, and he puts it inside the new suit that he gives to the bachar. Okay. They get married, time goes on, and as time goes on, the bachar becomes feel very comfortable, and one day, he's a little disrespectful to the shver. And he says things he shouldn't have said, in a way he shouldn't have said it. And shver, the gevir, is very insulted. And he says to the bachar, how can you talk to me like that? Don't you remember? You had nothing, and I was the one that took you, and I gave you whatever you had. And he says to the bachar, look in your inside pocket of your suit that you're wearing. And the chassan reaches inside and he pulls out that old torn baggage. And the gevir says to him, remember, you had that torn clothing you used to wear. It's only because of me that you have whatever you have now. Be careful. Watch what you say. Speak nicely. And the bachar says 1 minute. And he reaches into the other pocket and he pulls out a little dry piece of bread. And he says to shver, remember, who was the one who ran after whom? Who was the one who wanted to finalize the shidduch right away and didn't want to wait? Remember? We clinched the shidduch over the dry piece of bread. You didn't even want to wait until we had a good suda to finalize the shidduch. So don't have any tainus on me, because you were the one that ran after me in the first place. So the Belzer Rebbe, same is true. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to us, if we're not behaving properly, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a little bit of moral. We have to do a little tshuva. We're not behaving properly. Hashem comes and He brings us a little bit of moral in our lives. And Hashem says, look, remember in Mitzrayim, it was bitter. Who took you out of Mitzrayim? I took you out of Mitzrayim. How could you behave the way you're behaving? I took you out of Mitzrayim. And what do? We reach into our other pocket, we pull out the matzah. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but remember, who rushed whom out of Mitzrayim? Who was in a rush to take us out? You hurried us out of Mitzrayim at the end, and we shouldn't have to remain anymore in Mitzrayim. You took us out. You were in a rush to take us for a nation. You were in a rush to take us out of Mitzrayim. So, be meichel us in a sense, because remember how you were in a rush in the first place to take us out of Mitzrayim. Comes to Behisha Yomda, so the minig is we pick up the kais by Behisha Yomda. And the Rekeach brings down, the reason we pick up the kais is because we speak about the Yeshua of Kais Rav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyodom, and the Pasuk says, Kais Yeshua is Esa, Hushem Hashem Ekra. Kais of Yeshua is Esa, I lift up the kais. So we pick up the cup of wine by Behisha Yomda. In Behisha Yomda we say, Elosh B'chol Dor V'dor, Eim Dimolenu L'chal Oiseinu. In every generation, the Goyim stand against us to destroy us. I know we said this probably in the past few years. Elosh b'chol dor v'dor. What's the double lashon? Every generation and generation. Elosh b'chol dor. What's dor v'dor? Every generation and generation. And Reb Chaim Berlin Zatzal says, because there are two ways that the Goyim try to destroy us. We said in Pashas Peshach, the word from the Beis HaLevi, Hatzileni no miad ochi miad esov. That Yaakov David, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, saved me from my brother, from Esav. Whether Esav comes as a friend, he comes as a brother. Or whether Esav comes as a Rasha Esav, save me either way, from becoming too close to Esav. Whether he comes as a brother, or he comes as an Esav. And says of Chaim Berlin, throughout the generations, the Goyim have different ways of trying to destroy us. There are some Doiris where they're outright to destroy us. And they make our lives miserable, and they're out to kill us and harm us and cause us damage. And we see it with our own eyes, we need Yeshua. And then there are those generations where the Goyim act to us like they're our friends. Come, be together with us, eat with us, marry with us, be together, come. They try to be our friends. Elosh b'chol davador. In every generation they try to destroy us. Sometimes the door with our friends, and sometimes the generation where we see their intentions, they're out to destroy us. Whether it's friendly or not, v'kodesh baruch hu, Matzah, Hashem saved us from their hands. The Beis Yisrael said, Yochel Meirish Chodesh, the first Seder that he had after the Muhammad, after the Second World War, Beis Yisrael said the following, Yochel Meirish Chodesh, I might have thought that those people think, when do they serve Hashem? When it's Merish Chodesh. When it's something new, something exciting, everything's going good. Yachol Merish Chodesh. Talmud Rami says, no, Bayayim Ahu. You have to serve Hashem every day. Not just on special days, not just when things are going good, but it has to be every day. If it says in the Pasuk Bayayim Ahu, Yachol would have thought Meba'id Yoyim. You have to restart the mitzvahs Meba'id Yoyim. There are those people who say, Meba'id Yoyim, that when is there a mitzvah? When do I serve Hashem? When it's going good, when it's light outside, when the light's shining, it's bright, it's good. But when times are hard, and it's tough, and it's arus, I can't. Therefore, the apostle says, Ba'avur zeh, Ba'avur zeh lo yamati, el b'shor sheish matzo morom urachim ufanecha. When did I say Ba'avur zeh? When does one fulfill the mitzvahs? When is matzah and morom in front of him? Even when it's matzah and morom, even when it's bitter, and it's hard, and it's a golf, and it's arus. A person has to be even Hashem, even in such a situation. Not only on the special times, Rosh Chodesh, not only when it's light, but even when it's time, when it's matzah and mar in front of him. In the beginning we served Avodah Zarah, and now Hashem brought us close to his Avodah. Short little story, the Imre Chaim of Vishnus, the Vishnus Rebbe, and the Toldos Aaron Rebbe once met, and the Imre Chaim said to Toldos Aaron, I want to tell you a story that happened to me. I was standing davening right before Hallel, and suddenly the old foolish king comes to me. The Yetzer Hara, Nachzokim Vekseil, the old foolish king comes to me, and the Yetzer Hara starts to remind me of everything that I did wrong. This Aveira, and that Aveira, and this story, and that story, and tries to stop me from being able to daven. I didn't know what to do, and I said to the Yetzer Hara, tell me right now, at this second, am I doing an Aveira right now? Am I sinning right now? Am I doing something wrong right now? And the Yetzer Hara said no. So I told the Yetzer Hara, if that's the case, go away. Leave me alone. If right now I'm not doing an Aveira, leave me alone right away. The Yisrael Tshuva is Akshav, is right now. Where is a person standing? Where is a person standing right now? The Yetzer Hara comes and it tries to revive a person, things that happened in the past, a hin, a hair. The Ikir is Akshav. Where am I right now? The Akshav, Kervonu Hamokam of Adasai. And now Hashem brought us close to his Avodah, the Akshav. A person who wants to do tshuva, he has to look at right now. In Pirkei Avos it says, Amoy Akshav, Emesai. If not now, when? The Ikir is the Akshav. Where a person is holding right now. Not what happened in the past, not what happened earlier. It's the Akshav, it's right now. We come to eat Shulchan Aruch. So we said this over also, that the Shulchan is spelled Shin Lamed, Shin Vav Lamed Chesnon. If you rearrange the letters of Shulchan, it comes out Renachosh, a snake. Shulchan Eirich. We hope that the Shulchan will be in order. The letters will be Shulchan. If a person speaks Lashon Hara by the table, a person speaks things that shouldn't be said by the table, the Shulchan, the letters are rearranged, and it turns into Renachosh. Renachosh represents Satan when one speaks Lashon Hara. If the letters are turned around, it becomes Renachosh. So in Mespalo Shulchan Eirich, the table, the Shulchan should be and arranged in the proper order, the letters should be in the proper sequence, and the Shulchan Chas Shalom turn into Menachosh. We all know that by the Seder, we do something very strange. We eat in the middle of Hallel. We say the first two Prochem of Hallel, then we finish up Magid, we eat, then we finish up Hallel afterwards. Imagine a regular day in Shul, in the middle of Hallel, someone goes out and makes Kiddush in the middle of Hallel. It's not going to go over too well. The Seder night, we eat in the middle of Hallel. Where does it come to eating in the middle of Hallel? And Imri Emes, the Rebbe, Imri Emes says beautiful. Because on Pesach night, the eating itself is part of Hallel. The eating itself is part of Hallel. We thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim, and we show Hashem with Shiros and Shishbachos, and we take our Gashmis, our eating, and we use that to praise Hashem. Eating the Sud itself, it's not a Hefzik in the Hallel, it's a continuation of the Hallel. It's one long Hallel from the time we start, until we finish Hallel later on.
Kaddish Shulchatz, you said yesterday.
Kaddish Shulchatz. It's one long Hallel. The eating is also a Hallel. How careful one has to be by the Suda, by the night of the Seder. Not to get upset. And not to say things that should be said. Speak about things that should be discussed by the Seder. You're in the middle of Hallel. You're in the middle of a night of Kedusha. Gan Eden, the night of the Seder. How could you go in and speak the Varim B'Tengel by the Seder? The Shura Kodesh writes that Vaseli Mat'amim, eating by the Seder is like the Mat'amim that Yaakov, that Yitzchak ate. When Yaakov brought it to him, Yaakov brought Yitzchak Matamim on the night of Pesach. Eating by the Seder is like eating from the Matamim that Yaakov brought to Yitzchak on the night of the 15th of Nisan. And the eating itself is part of the, is part of the, is part of the challah. Just end off with one story. In every generation, the Goyim tried to destroy us. The Panovich Rav traveled around the world collecting money for the Panovich Yeshiva. He came to Rome, came to Italy, came to Rome one time. And he arrived late, and as soon as he came, he calls up one of his contacts in Rome, somebody he knew, and he says, do me a favor, you have to come with me. I must go somewhere right now. You must go with me right away. So the friend said, it's late, it's very dark outside, I can't wait for tomorrow, why do we have to go now? And the Panovich Rav says, no, you have to go right now. I want you to come over right now to where I'm staying, and I want you to get a taxi, we have to go right now. Okay? So he comes over, and he says to the Panovich Rav, please, it's very late at night, it's dark outside, what's the big rush? We'll go tomorrow, whatever we have to take care of it tomorrow. And the Panovich Rav says, no, we have to go right now. They go into the taxi. He tells the taxi driver, drive straight, drive to this part of the city. And as they're driving, the friend over here is the Panovich Rav saying to himself, I have to settle my cheshbonos. I have to make the final cheshbon with him. I have to settle the cheshbon and settle the score once and for all. And the friend is like very perplexed. Who's the Panovich Rav have to settle a score with? Who's he having a fight with? Who's he angry with? I have to do it right now. I can't wait. I have to settle the score once and for all. And he has no idea what's bothering the Panovich Rav. And suddenly the taxi is driving, and they come into the old part of Rome, and they pass by the Arch of Titus. And the Panovich Rav sees the arch, and he says, stop. The taxi stops. He says, wait a minute, I'll be right back. He walks out. He stands in front of Titus's arch, and he looks at it, and he says, Titus, I'm the Panovich Rav. I have a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, in Bnei Brak, with over 500 Talmidim. And not only is there my yeshiva, but there are many, many yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. And not only are the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, the yeshivas all over the entire world. And Hashem's Torah lives on, and Klal Yisrael lives on. This is what we have. And Titus, you tried to destroy us. You tried to destroy us many, many years ago. And look, what's left of you, and what's left of us. Of you, all that's left is this arch here in Rome. And there's nothing else left. But of Klal Yisrael, with all the Muhammads, and all the troubles we went through, and all the generations, I'm the Malaynu Achal Yisaynu. You tried to destroy us. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, Matzilein, Hashem saved us, Miyodom, and Klal Yisrael, lives l'netzach. And he said, Titus, I settled my score with you for once and for all. Look what's left of you, look what's left of Klal Yisrael. And he went back into the taxi, and went back. Klal Yisrael lives on. It's not us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matzilein, and Miyodom. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us throughout all the generations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to watch over us at the same as Abiyas Gael Tzadik, and may he remain on the name.
Amen.